right. It's 5:02. It's Radio 10 time. Thanks for listening. We're going to do a Halloween set today. So hopefully it'll get you through traffic thinking about Halloween and what's coming up on Thursday. So we have 2 days to Halloween. This is Jean on Scene, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening, Kim. Yes, it's Radio 10, 91.5, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone. I know Kim's out there trying to get to work because people are calling out sick. Yay! Maybe they're celebrating Halloween. DJ Lawnchair, DJ Carrot Stick, hopefully you're listening. This next song I totally forgot about, so thank you, Kim, since I'm feeling... a little depressed. Thank God we grew up in the same era, but obviously you're older than me.
We'll be right back. like to tell a little story.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
You might feel bad, you might feel sorry about what happened. So they say, well, once upon a time there was a sweetheart, a pretty girl flips the thread.
Thank you. before Christmas, when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things, like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey. They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac. They were up to no good. Didn't act like good monsters should. They'd found themselves a new prey. They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer hoof. As Santa slid down the chimney wall, the zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there arose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning it happened so quick, and there in our midst stood old Saint Nick. He began to dig down deep in his sack, and came up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac caught his cape, Frankie's trike made him behave, even Wolfman was happy, now he can shave. And all ended well. And Santa was really swell. No need to rob Santa's sack. Maybe next year he'll come back. So the children everywhere were spared the grief of losing their presents to a monster sleigh thief. Now the monsters love Santa and say they'll behave and never again rob sleighs or graves. Igor, what do you think of Santa now? Santa good! What was that he said as he drove out of sight?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-wolf open sleigh. Well, dashing through the snow, where is that reindeer with the red nose? On Donner, on Blitzen, on Dancer and Vixen.
He's a dynamite, uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo. Like skin on a bonfire, cat wouldn't give him a glance. When he stretches his long legs out, a fox ain't got a chance. Tennessee Hound Dog, Tennessee Hound Dog. Sad-faced, moony-eyed creature, his ears hang down to his knees. The she-hounds call him a has-been. The she-hound front for a hiding place. When he takes a notion on a girl down snow, he's a dynamite, uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo.
He looks like ugly warmed over, some dog lovers have said. He's got more sense in the end of his nose than they've got in their head. Tennessee Hound Dog,
Tennessee Hound Dog. Certain kind of look on his face, the she-hound front for a
in the end of his nose. And they got in their head, Tennessee Hound Dog. Tennessee Hound
Let's have an attitude of gratitude. Hey, thanks for listening. It's Radio 10, 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to get back to our Halloween theme after a word. Not a word, a PSA.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on the finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, picking up bones.
I sense there's something in the wind that feels like tragedy's at hand.
Astounding. time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the velvet crust. And then you toss her and say, let's do the time warm again. Let's do the time warm again.
It's a dream. Oh, fantasy, free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have one of thing. When a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change.
To the left.
Let me step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
Just like some magic potion, you fill me with emotion. You control my very soul. You've got me voodooed. You knew the goddess Venus would start this love between us. You inspired me with desire. You've got me voodooed. You knew you had the power and even picked the hour when the full moon was up above. I was hypnotized when I looked into your eyes. My heart was filled with love. Just like the siren Circe, you've got me at your mercy. Always yours to have and hold. Mama, you got me voodooed.